AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Chris Hurst says he wants everybody to know about his girlfriend, Allison Parker, the 24-year-old TV reporter killed along with her cameraman during a live on-air interview yesterday in Virginia.
We were going to get married. We moved in together in August because we wanted to save money to buy a house and to buy a ring. We were living the dream, and that dream was shattered.
By 41-year-old Vester Flanagan, who'd been fired from WDBJ-TV in Roanoke, Virginia 2 years ago. He claimed Parker had made racist comments about him. He was black, she was white. Former FBI Assistant Director John Miller says Flanagan appears to have been what law enforcement calls an injustice collector.
The classic injustice collector is those people who aren't making it, and they're blaming it on everybody else along the way.
He says it explains why Flanagan appeared at that location where Parker and her cameraman were doing a live interview.
The following and stalking behavior, the identification of, you know, selected victims. So, you know, we are seeing more and more of this.
Flanagan shot and killed himself after killing Parker and cameraman Adam Ward. John Miller was on CBS This Morning. Chris Hurst was on NBC's Today Show. Now to the financial worries that have caused so much turmoil in the stock markets. The Dow looks ready to open up this morning after yesterday's 619-point gain. Traders were encouraged by word that the Fed may not raise interest rates after all in September, given China's troubles. This morning, even China's main stock index went up 5.3%. President Obama visits New Orleans today. He says the city is moving forward a decade after Hurricane Katrina dealt it that devastating blow. This is AP Radio News. Parents worried about campus temptations as they drop off their kids at college may want to note the finding of a new government report. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
College students are most likely to first try marijuana, inhalants, and alcohol during the summer months, not during the school year. That's according to a report by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Underage college students were most likely to have their first alcoholic drink in June. The report says November, December, and April are the most common months for students to first use stimulants for non-medical reasons, perhaps thinking drugs like Adderall and Ritalin will help them ace their exams. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Crazy low airfares in some spots. Chicago to Boston round trip, $80. San Francisco to Las Vegas, $67 round trip. New York to L.A., $150 round trip, all because of lower fuel prices. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.